T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
What? Good evening and welcome to a abbreviated John Whitmer Show. Did we really have to have an interview with the punter? I mean, granted, he did account for like 80% of their offense, but seriously, the punter? I had to sit through an interview with the punter? I could have had another guest on in that time. That's fine. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show. We have a great show planned for you tonight. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be with us. Tell us about his new book, The Chief's Chief, situation at the border. And, of course, we'll talk about Biden's declining poll numbers. He's got a kind of poll numbers that, you know, Patrick Mahomes has right now. It's pretty bad. We're going to talk with economist Stephen Moore. He'll break down the dismal third quarter GDP number, Biden's plan for a global corporate minimum tax, and the Democrats' Build Back Socialism plan. And in addition, we just added today, Attorney General Derek Schmidt will join us to discuss the lawsuit that he just filed in opposition to Joe Biden's national vaccine mandate and his call this week to cut or eliminate Kansas's sales tax on food. We have historically had, at one point, we had the highest sales tax on food in the nation. I believe we're still either ranked number two or number three. And this has been a personal quest of mine when I was in the legislature. It's about time we had leadership in the governor's office that tried to do this, as opposed to what Laura Kelly did when she vetoed an attempt to do this. And finally, we've got a governor and a governor candidate in this case calling for the elimination of sales tax on food. And of course, we'll do our best to take your calls. 316-869-1330. You know, elections have consequences. We say that before. And we saw that this week. We had a mixed bag of results with this week's elections. Obviously, at the national level, great with Virginia. Fantastic result there. And here in Kansas, conservative Republicans had big wins all across the state. Here in Sedgwick County, parents as well, you know, parents took back control of their local school boards from the unions and the education establishment who have controlled them for decades. And I imagine, you know, we may finally see some fiscal sanity, some accountability in education, and money flowing to the classroom for a change where it belongs. So, I mean, I think we're going to see positive change in these school boards over the next few years. And I think that's all good. That's all progress. Those are great results. Sadly, in the Wichita City Council races, we suffered pretty bad defeats, folks. There's just no way to spin it. Mayor Brandon de Blasio Whipple bought himself two city council seats. And come January, he'll have a radical liberal majority on the council. And frankly, it's partly our fault, because Republicans didn't support our candidates. And it's, it, you know, kudos to Brandon Whipple because he did literally buy himself two city council seats. Now granted, Brandon Whipple, you know, interfered in this election. He handpicked these two candidates. He fundraised for these two candidates. He got the woke mob out to vote for these two candidates. But again, Republicans didn't support our candidates, so we're partly to blame. During this recent election cycle, Whipple's PAC, the you know, Better Future Wichita PAC, whatever she calls it, you remember, it's the one that's run by his wife, Chelsea. Now, back in December, remember, this was December 2019, they told the Wichita Eagle that the PAC, quote, won't focus on elections. Yeah, bullpucky. Won't focus on elections, but could fund social media polls and surveys, town hall meetings, and coffee with the mayor, unquote. That's what they said their PAC was going to do. Well, that same PAC that is run by Brandon Whipple's wife has yet to hold any town hall meetings or coffees with the mayor, as far as we can find. But according to their most recent expense report filed with the Sedgwick County Election Office, they did spend almost $9,000 on printing, postage, and mailers during this last election when Brandon Whipple wasn't even on the ballot, but was busy buying himself a liberal city council. And it worked. It worked, folks. I mean, kudos to him. He bought himself two city council seats, and come January, he's going to have a liberal majority. And what makes matters worse, Republicans helped him do it by not supporting our candidates. Now, granted, Cindy Claycomb, is not a solid conservative, but she voted with Republican majority most of the time. Whipple hated her, and she was someone we could work with, but Republicans wouldn't get out and vote for her. Maggie Ballard certainly won't be somebody we can work with. Maggie Ballard certainly will vote in lockstep with whatever Brandon wants her to because, of course, Brandon got her elected. Likewise, Jared Cirillo was a quintessential Republican in name only on some issues. But like Cindy, you know, Whipple hated him. But Cirillo voted right on a number of issues other than the NDO. And he could have won that race if Republicans had only held their collective noses and voted for him. If you don't believe me, look at the results. The GOP slate of school board candidates received more votes in Jared Cirillo's district than he did. Republicans just refused to support him. And much like Republicans who couldn't bring themselves to vote for Trump or Chris Kobach gave us Joe Biden and Laura Kelly, we're now stuck with a liberal majority on the Wichita City Council that will likely ban plastic bags, remove Confederate monuments, push even more radical LGBTQ policies in housing and employment, and most likely raise our taxes. Whipple will certainly attempt to eliminate term limits for city council members, most likely try to move the city to a strong mayor form of government. He really wants to turn Wichita into San Francisco, folks. The only good news is Whipple is up for re-election in 2 years. He's still very unpopular. He's stupid and arrogant enough to push his woke agenda. And hopefully, now he's got just enough rope to hang himself. Coming up after the break, economist Stephen Moore will be with us. He'll break down the dismal third quarter GDP number, Biden's plan for a global corporate minimum tax, and the Democrats' Build Back Socialism plan. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.